Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And welcome in. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox on this Friday. Happy to be with you. And it has been quite the week in news. I feel bad, and I also feel good in a way when it comes to Mark Cox, because I know it's nice to get a little bit of rest and relaxation, but it's also frustrating on weeks like this when there's so much going on, and he's probably at home thinking, oh, I want to come back so bad. I want to talk about all these things. So I know he's going to hit the ground running, and it's going to be an explosive show, I'm sure. Hopefully on Monday when he's back would be wonderful. So good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, Ryan. It's been a challenging week, but a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's hard to work with me. I get it.
You don't have to. That's what I meant.
Make it. So you talked about Ameren with these big price increases, quarterly profits, and their stock prices go up. How long before they ask for another price increase?
Yeah, that's the question.
A month, maybe. But I saw there was another story about them where they're enhancing grid safety by installing these bird structures to protect large birds from flying into their lines and electrocuting themselves, basically. So that's part of it, too. Bald eagles and such, these large raptor-type birds have been hurting themselves on these towers for a long time. So they say they're going to install these special devices and 92,000 of them, these structures to protect these large birds, which is cool. I mean, I don't want to see a bald eagle getting zapped.
Yeah, so of course.
I'll tell you what I also don't want. I also don't want my electricity to go out because a bald eagle gets zapped. You know, it blows a transformer or something. So, okay, I'll take that. Anything you can do to keep my electricity on when the storm's going on. Now, that's not going to be the only thing that does it. There's a lot of other infrastructure problems we have in the United States. The electric grid is so vulnerable, and we've been so slow to upgrade it. It's not going to take much for anything to cause a catastrophic disaster in the United States. They keep talking about these solar flares and what it would take if just one solar flare hits us at the wrong time. Man, we could be down for a year or years before they can get everything up and running again. That scares me.
That's
what happens.
That's frightening. That's like a movie, one of those Armageddon movies or whatever. Apocalyptic, I mean.
So do you think that people say those things just to scare you, or do you think the percentage of likelihood is high enough where it's more of a warning than it is scaring you?
Well, it depends on who's giving the warning, their credibility. I mean, there are some whack jobs out there who have these conspiracy theories or these outlandish ideas that try to frighten people. But then there are also some people that are pretty dang smart that are on this stuff. So I think it just depends on who's delivering the message.
Tell you this, I'm a fan of conspiracy theories. I love hearing them. Now, it doesn't mean that I believe all of them or anything like that. There's a comedian, I think it's Ron Funches. Sorry, maybe I'm saying his name wrong. He's got unique voice.
Yep.
And he does this bit where he says he loves conspiracy theories as well. And he talks to his friends about it. And his friend says, you know, I don't believe in any of them. And he's like, do you think the government's telling the truth 100% of the time? You really think everyone tells you the truth all the time? He's like, you got to believe in some of them at least. It's a great bit. And there's some truth to that, too.
Certainly.
I tend to disbelieve, but I love hearing them all. And when I find something that's like, that's plausible, then I'm really interested in it. The plausibility factor has to be high for me to really get into it. All right, let's do the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Hopefully it'll be the Pelosi Act. She'll be the opportunity to finally ban stock trading by members of Congress. Nobody made more, I think, than her. I could be wrong. A lot of people made a lot of money.
Yep, that's Josh Hawley on Nancy Pelosi reaction to retiring. And the reactions have been coming in kind of the way you would think. I tried to be nice about it yesterday when we were talking to our friend Griff Jenkins. And I said, okay, let's look at this in a nice way, which is I would like to still be able to work at 85, but I'd be miserable if I'm still working at 85. I like the option, but not the reality of doing it. That was my nice way of saying, see you later, Nancy. It's been too long.
I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And
I thought she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country a lot in damages and in reputation. I thought she was terrible.
Now, evil's a strong word to use as soon as the announcement comes in that you're retiring. That's a little strong, but I understand the reaction because she was responsible for a lot of bad things happening. An advocate, at least, at the very least.
It's not often that someone can become a titan of both Washington and Wall Street. Republicans will remember her as one of the most successful and prolific day traders. She beat the S&P 500 by 559% in her stock portfolio. She's worth a lot of money. She did an amazing job. So what a blow for the financial houses.
Scott Jennings, very tongue-in-cheek answer there for Nancy, which I find I enjoy the humor there.
Why are you out here protesting?
My name is Michelle, and I'm out here protesting because I'm against fascism.
Okay. What is fascism?
Fascism is the... It's... Words hard. Fascism is the authoritarian... why are words so hard right now? Sorry.
Why are words so hard right now?
Stunning. How videos. Surprising that she couldn't answer that question. I mean, this has happened over and over, especially like when the pro-Palestinian, remember those demonstrations and the
from the river
demonstrating?
To the sea stuff.
They had no idea what was going on. I mean, they were just following other people.
Yeah, but, the only thing that would have made that better is if she pulled out her phone and said, hey, ChatGPT, what is fascism? Yeah. Like, asked her phone.
Words hard.
Why are words so hard?
Words hard.
Right now. Words are hard. I mean, then again, it is 5 in the morning in St. Louis, and it's chilly. You see, we're going to get some cold air coming in, hard freezes hitting over the weekend. Not looking to that, forward to that. So lots of abnormally cold air, they say, bottled up in Canada, making its way down. It's always from Canada.
Where else is it going to come from?
If we can just build
north of
a tall enough wall on the northern border to block some of this cold air from coming down, can we do that? Just one giant wall to the sky to block the cold air gusts.
Luckily, it'll hit you first, Ryan.
Yeah.
The Great Lakes, we're supposed to get snow Saturday night into Sunday morning. Some areas of the state are going to get some snow.
Well, that's that cold front from Canada.
I know. Luckily, it's maybe going to hit us, but mostly on the southwest side is where they're primarily looking at the biggest risk factor. So whatever it is,
some of the biggest snowstorms on the Great Lakes happen in November.
Yeah.
Early in the season, before winter even starts.
Kind of. Well, you know, the Great Lakes
I'm
actually...
I'm just talking from experience, from being from Buffalo. Worst storms Buffalo has ever had happened in November, like 7 feet of snow.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's terrible. And, you know, they're out there shoveling the football stadium and asking for volunteers to do it. But in Michigan, it's a little bit different. Since we're surrounded by the Great Lakes, it kind of insulates the state in some ways. So you have the lakes that are a little bit warmer coming off the summer. So when the cold air fronts come in, you do have the lake effect snow based, but for the most part, it kind of keeps the general area a little bit warmer, and then it slowly, slowly, slowly cools down, and then it gets bad. And then when the summer hits, the water is still cold, so it kind of keeps the area a little bit cooler. That's, in theory, how the Great Lakes actually help to mitigate some of the ups and downs of the climate. But I remember growing up, we used to have lots of snow and no snow days. We always went. And now as an adult, like I remember one time I was at Central Michigan and the snow was so bad. I remember pretty much all the college kids were just snowed in. You only could walk to places. You couldn't drive anywhere. Ice was the main factor. And when things got too cold and it's all like non-plowed roads, you couldn't do anything because of the ice. That's always been tough.
Yeah, the ice is the worst. Not just as a for driving, but walking too. That's how I busted my shoulder. Fell down some icy stairs.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I was driving on 70, and there's always icy spots on 70, and there's this one incline, and this drove me nuts. For all the people that drive 100, I equally hate the ones when it's icy, and they slow down, nearly stop on 70 because they're afraid to go up inclines on the interstate. And you're like, if I stop, something bad's going to happen. Someone is going to rear-end me. I'm going to hit them. You can't crawl or stop on 70. That drives me nuts too. I know all the interstates have their own issues, flooding, ice, whatever it may be. We're about to find out how bad it's going to be this year. As long as the power stays on and those bald eagles are safe, that's all I care about. Coming up after the break, we should play that whole clip from the protester about fascism. That's pretty good. Maybe we'll do that. There's so much we got to get to on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker. We have AC/DC tickets to give away at some point during the show today. That's going to be a big show coming to the Dome next year. Keep listening for those tickets on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Yeah, we had the shortlist there, and we also had that moment where a protester was asked about fascism. You know, I think it's kind of funny because these man on the street segments where they go and talk to protesters, there's a few things that have happened as of late. One, you find that someone may want to have a conversation with someone, and then other protesters will come in and they'll say, don't talk to this person. And they'll get very belligerent, very belligerent. And the other thing is, if you do talk to someone, maybe there's three things that can happen. Two, they could actually surprise you. And three, this is the most likely scenario. You confront them on what they're directly protesting about, the literal reason why they're there, and then they have no idea how to answer it. And that's what happened in this one clip. This is clip number 13. I think you'll like it.
Why are you out here protesting?
My name is Michelle, and I'm out here protesting because I'm against fascism.
Okay. What is fascism?
Fascism is the... It's... Words hard. Fascism is the authoritarian... why are words so hard right now? Sorry. Fascism is an authoritarianism that is about focusing on one demographic, right? So it's... I'm out of breath now. It's taking over and excluding the people. It's excluding smaller demographics, and it's squashing opposition, right? So it's a regime that takes over for themselves and not for the actual people. This is supposed to be a democracy that is for the people, but this is just for them, and that's what fascism is.
Just for them. Okay. Well, I don't know if she's describing in her mind. She's trying her best to try to describe it. Remember that joke in the Barbie movie? Now, keep in mind, I didn't like the Barbie movie. I'm not trying to defend the Barbie movie. I thought it was stupid. My wife thought it was funny. So there's that joke where Barbie's called a fascist, and Barbie starts crying in response. She thinks I'm a fascist. I don't control the railway or the flow of commerce. That's hilarious. In a Barbie movie, a line like that's in there. If only that protester would have channeled her Barbie movie knowledge.
How did she run out of breath answering?
You know? Would you say she's middle fat? What's the terms from yesterday? Hold on. It was small fat, mid fat, and super fat. Yeah. She wasn't either of those three.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm a big dude, and like, how do you run out of breath answering a question?
You're just nervous, I guess. Okay, we should try that. We should maybe walk. Where did she probably walked, let's say, 40 yards and see if you could keep a conversation for 40 yards while walking. I think you would be able to do it. This poor lady being confronted. Ugh. She didn't even know it hit her there because she's was so concerned of, all I know is I hate Donald Trump, so there's got to be a word that could sum up my hate for him. Oh, fascism. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like I could really slam him if I call him a fascist. So there's my morning planned out.
I've heard other people use that word. That's what I'll use.
I've heard other people use that word. I love that. Ethan, you need to put that on a t-shirt or something. I've heard other people use that word.
That's what it is.
And also confronted, speaking of, we had the ad campaign, was it over the summer, with Sydney Sweeney, and she was in the Levi commercial. I think it was a blue jean commercial,
American Eagle.
And basically the campaign was good jeans. So jeans referring to the physical pair of pants, jeans referring to she hit the genetic lottery, essentially, is what people would say. Now, keep in mind, I find so many degenerate people saying some weird stuff about women like Sydney Sweeney, but I understand the pun that they were trying to make there. Well, obviously, the pun could be used in another way, and the protesters, like the one you probably saw, they're out there calling for fascism. All protesters would also say, well, that is obviously a Nazi dog whistle. And there's good jeans refers to the eradication, like we saw during World War II. Good jeans meaning that leads to Holocausts. So they take it in that direction. And luckily, Sydney Sweeney never really said, anything about it. She like defended like, no, that's stupid. That's not it. But she didn't really feel the need to apologize. And we're talking like a half year later now, they're still asking her to apologize. She was on a podcast. This is clip number 14. This is how she shrugs it off.
The criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like that was kind of like the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Let's just pause this real, because that's the interview. I hate the way people talk today. Like the way that this lady talks is called therapy talk, where it's almost like the person is trying to be your therapist and hold your hand while they're talking to you in a way to like, you know, they're talking down to you like your child, number one. But they also try to be so sensitive in the way that they bring up certain topics. They have to be so calculated in the way that they talk as well, that it's so phony. We're going to have to start this clip over again, but listen to the way the interviewer asked the question. It is so, so phony. Only people that have agendas talk like this. This is not how real people talk.
The criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like that was kind of like the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
That was the answer. Didn't have to feel the need to defend or backtrack or anything like that. All I know is when people talk to you like that, it's like they have an alternate motive. It's not the way real people talk. It makes podcasts boring, makes conversations boring. You know, people look at Joe Rogan and some of these other large podcasts and they get, you know, millions of listens. And there's a reason for it, is because they're actually two human beings having conversations, two flawed human beings. And they just want to have a good time and joke. And, you know, there might be certain things they're curious about and they want to know what the other person thinks about it. In an instance like this, the person is, I need to tiptoe around a sensitive topic, but I don't like you. So how can I talk like a therapist in order to get the information I want? That's so phony. All right, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, Ryan and Ethan, you probably know I do a segment over at KMWX called Roaming St. Louis. I've been doing it for over 3 years. I've been to 120 or 50 places over that time. It's incredible. I love doing it. And so this week, I went to the Cathedral Basilica, which is an astonishing architectural wonder. Have you ever been, Ryan?
Is that the one down by the arch?
No, it's the one in Central West End on Lindell.
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh, gosh. You have to come back to St. Louis and visit it. It's beautiful. Some of the facts about it. It was constructed between 1907 and 1914, and it also took, you know, that was just the structure. It actually took 76 years to really finish it. You can fit 5,000 people in it. The interior is covered with 83,000 square feet of mosaics made from 41 million glass pieces.
That's something else.
More than 7,000 different colors. It's just extraordinary. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, mosaic collections in the entire world. It's one of the largest churches in the United States. And it is stunning, awe-inspiring, breathtaking. And the public can go visit it at any time, as long as there's not mass going on. And they have regular masses throughout the week, but they also have tours. There's a mosaic museum at the bottom of it, but it's just, I had been there before, but I always like going back. And there's a new book. That's the reason that I went for this particular week. It's about the cathedral's history. John Gunther, who wrote one about the arch, wrote this one as well. He's fascinated by it. And anyway, I just wanted to point that out to you, that it is something, if you haven't been, it should be on your St. Louis bucket list for sure.
Wow. Do you remember, this is related, so it's going to sound unrelated, the show Sopranos, did you ever watch that?
Of course, yes.
Do you remember the very first episode and the end of the first episode where Tony was taking his daughter? They're in the mm-hmm. car. His daughter's saying, "Are you a mobster?" He stops off at a church mm-hmm. and he takes his daughter into the church and says, "I want you to look at this. Your grandpa helped build this church." He's like, "They did this with like five guys." There's like five men that did all of this beautiful artwork in here. Look at all of this. He said, "Today you can't even get a guy to put a toilet in straight." And this is what your grandpa built. That's where we're in decline. It's his way of saying society's declining. Do you get that sense when you walk into buildings like that? You think, there is no way anyone would ever build anything like this ever again. It's just not cost prohibitive. They're not going to put the time and effort into it. It's going to be a time capsule, and mm-hmm. you're never going to see anything like this again.
I think that's probably true. I've spent some time in Europe. I went to Barcelona at one point and went to the Sagrada Familia, which was designed by Antoni Gaudí, where the word Gaudí comes from. Gaudí.
Hmm.
Anyway, that is an that thing is ridiculous. It is. It started in 1882, and guess what? It's still not finished. It will be completed next year. The Sagrada Familia will be completed next year, and it was started in 1882. And you could go up on the spiral staircases. That's what I did until I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I think I might be afraid of heights. I didn't think that before. I think I got vertigo. If look at the pictures, those don't do it justice. But even here in St. Louis, we do have other beautiful cathedrals. The one that I went to recently was the one in South City, the St. Cecilia Catholic Church. Holy cow. Okay. They're the ones that do that amazing fish fry that has a line down the block. And it's a Hispanic church, but it is gorgeous too. I mean, it's like a smaller version of the Cathedral Basilica. Also, you know, awe-inspiring to just walk through it. Those are the two that I would point out. But there are other beautiful cathedrals. St. Louis has a huge history of Catholicism, obviously, and beautiful, beautiful churches.
I mean, it has the name Saint in the name.
That's true.
There's something to that. That is pretty beautiful. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I just want to be positive on these because the amount of skill necessary to do this, if we lived in this generation where you have to look things up on YouTube to figure out how to do common things that I would say most of our parents knew inherently based on just the learning from their parents or whatever it is, we'd never get any projects done. Like in today's world, imagine someone said, "Hold on, I need to look up a YouTube tutorial to figure out how to do mosaics real quick. I'll get back to you." And it comes up looking all, you know, janky. It's the amount of skill that these people had. And the stained glass history in St. Louis, too, by
the
way.
That's true, yes.
There's a huge stained glass history.
And there are
supplied all over the world right here from St. Louis.
It is. Actually, it's one of the more coveted stained glass resources in the world. People love St. Louis stained glass, and there are some companies that go back a century or more, and then there are some new people. One of my roaming St. Louis was this guy over on Shodo, who has a little shop. It's small scale, mostly for people's homes, but still, just gorgeous work. And I learned the process of making stained glass. It is so tedious. It's just scrape, cut, over and over and over again. It's tedious, but my point that I was making at the time when I did this, when I visited that shop, was art can be very tedious. Art is not just like you just sit down and whip something out. I mean, sometimes you get lucky, but a lot of times art is very, very tedious.
Yeah, I had to look it up real quick because I regrettably forgot the name, but Emil Frey. I interviewed them, I remember, on KMOX, and I talked to the family. And I want to say they're on the sixth generation, something like that, when it comes to stained glass. And one of the points about it is the weight. If you had a job that needs done, or like let's say there's a church that had something over the generations and they need a replacement, it could be 5 to 10 years before you get a replacement. That's the backlog that a company like that has because they're in such demand and it's such a niche thing that only they can do, and like the way they do it. And the other thing that was really fascinating about the stained glass is that when you have, like, let's say an artist in the family, it doesn't mean the artistic ability translates over generations. Like, you as an artist, your kids might not have the same talent you have, but the fact that you have like a fifth or sixth generation family who can do this over the generations is unbelievably unique, because that is an absolute artistic talent that it's amazing that that can be passed down.
And I think we do have some lost arts. Maybe not lost. Maybe that's the wrong word. Headed in that direction. I'm sure, off the top of my head, I'm not thinking of them. But stained glass might be one of those. You know, after a couple of generations, do people still want to do that? I don't know. It's so gorgeous to look at, I would think. And as I was saying, this man that has the shop on Shoto, he's young, and he's doing it. So it does it does get passed down, and young people are into it to some extent.
Yeah. You ever look at some of these things and think, you know what, I could get into doing that. Maybe I'll take a class. Maybe I'll take a mosaic class. Did you ever get ambitions like that?
Well, not mosaics. You know, like photography or acting, things like that. I've done those.
Acting?
Sure, yeah. So, acting's fun. Well,
do you do like plays? Have you tried out for commercials, or have you done any shows?
I just did a couple of classes just to have fun, learn about the process of acting. I just love the artistic process. So photography, I did a couple of photography classes. I've done acting. I can't think of the other ones right now, but just to, it helps with the songwriting. It helps with the process of making art, to be around other people that are inspired by it and also learn the process. Like I said, it's definitely a process. Acting isn't easy, or it's, you know, just comes right to you. You might have an instinct for it, but it still requires a ton of hard work.
My wife won't let me have hobbies. She won't allow it. She says your free time is when you're at work. When you're out of the house, that's your free time. You don't understand. She's like, man, I got kids running around yelling all day. By the time you get off of work, I'm ready to clock out. She's like, that. Yeah. Your free time is when you're outside the house. She won't let me have hobbies.
Well, make the wife happy. What's that saying? Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life. Ethan, can you sympathize with that at all?
No, that's total true.
Yeah. Once your free time is when you're not with the kids. And when you're not with the kids, that's work. So you better enjoy your free time. Like, honey, don't work like that. Like, when you're working, it's not like I'm having, like, necessarily having fun. There's times where it's fun, but the goal is not to have fun at work. The goal is to get the job done, and you have a specific job you have to do. So, honey, it's not the same. But in her eyes, outside of the house is freedom. So that's as fun as it gets.
Well, maybe you can come up with a hobby that incorporates your kids so that you can do it at the same time.
What you're saying is I should, like, teach my kids boxing, so when they step out of line, I could say, "Ooh, it was an accident." That's a joke, obviously. Don't call child services. No, there's fun things you can do with kids, but what you find is you need adult time where you're not with your kids and you're also doing something fun. Which, finally, both of my kids are in school now, so we're just now seeing what it's like to have an empty house every once in a while. It's pretty amazing when that happens.
Yeah,
kids getting older. One day I'll wonder, where did the time go? Now they don't want to talk to me. Now all they want to do is hang out with their friends. Mm-hmm. I wish they would come home and bother me. I'll get some at it sometime.
That's when you're a grandparent.
When I'm a grandparent, that's when I spoil them. I'll have to bribe them to come back. Like, hey, I got the kids something. That's how it works as grandparents. All right. Thank you, Scott. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Doc, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's like drug prices, that's on people's minds a lot. Here's the thing that I'm going to find. We just got to be realistic with the way that Congress is still trying to handle the government shutdown. And you have on one side the Obamacare subsidies that are going to potentially go away. And with that, the sticker shock that so many people are in, if they're relying on the marketplace to get their insurance, Obamacare screwed that up hardcore. So when they started implementing these things, they said prices are going to go down. What they forgot to mention was prices are going to go down for people with practically zero income and live in super blue areas like California that would also highly throw money into the system so they could supplement that extra cost that wouldn't be passed down to the person looking to get insurance. But if you have any income and you're actually working and making money and independently, the marketplace is going to really screw you over. And when you influx money from the government, the people that are going to take that money are going to take advantage of it, knowing that there's more money coming in so they can raise their prices to collect that extra money that the government's throwing down the giant hole with money on fire inside. So over the years, insurance continues to get higher, higher, higher. You have the Trump administration that looks at it as, okay, this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to make sure that only people who qualify for these services are actually going to be the ones benefiting from this service. So when you apply in the marketplace again, you're going to have to re-up and make sure the qualifications are still there. Kind of like sometimes you're always logged into your email address or Facebook or whatever it is. And once in a while you go in and you're like, oh, I'm logged out. I didn't know that. I need to re-authenticate because this computer needs to make sure I'm actually it. I'm not just, you know, ghost logged in and someone else is using it. So the government's basically doing that for the people that are using these systems. And part of it is if you are not qualified for those services, then you're not going to be able to get those services. So that is something Democrats are fighting to put back in there. They don't want that to go away. They don't want this, hey, we need to re-authenticate people, because that would eliminate a lot of people maybe here in the country illegally, maybe people that want to go through the court process to say they claim asylum, but they have no interest in actually becoming citizens. They just want to wait the clock out and know that the court date will never come for them. So they're just going to continue to just hopefully live in that type of shadow during that process and get the health care that they want and continue to benefit from the services that are afforded to citizens. And on top of that, Republicans at the same time said, here's what our remedy for this is. Our remedy is we're going to put costs down by getting people that aren't paying into it because they're not qualified. And two, we're just going to make everyone else healthier. So there's not going to be as much of a need So we're going to get RFK Jr. in there, and we're going to make people healthy, and we're going to change the foods around. And now we're going to get prescription drug prices down to offset some of these costs. That's not going to offset the subsidies of Obamacare. It's just not going to work. And one of the big announcements yesterday, and I think we have a clip on this, it's them announcing, here's RFK Jr. Here's what he said. They came up with an agreement with the big pharma. This is clip number 7.
Everybody will be able to get this drug, and it's going to change. We will lose, the American public, because of this agreement, will lose 125 million pounds by this time next year. Well, it is going to have dramatic effects on human health in this country.
Okay, 125 million pounds by using these injectors, GLP-1 injectors, the Wegovy, the Zepbound. I don't know if that, what's the big one that everyone uses? I forgot the other one. Ozempic. I don't know if that one's included in this, is it? But let me just say this, Scott. One, this surprises me because RFK Jr. is, we need to get healthy again. The injecting yourself with these drugs to get healthy seems to be counterproductive, honestly. And it's not going to offset any of the health ramifications needed in order to bring insurance costs down. Because, I mean, this ain't going to make a dent in anything, a drop in the bucket compared to all the other health problems we have in the United States.
Side effects of these drugs can be very bad. And a lot of the drugs that they're talking about are designed to lower your A1C. So it's about diabetes, not about weight loss. But they found that these drugs do cause weight loss. But they also cause, in certain cases, some really bad side effects. So it's a constant battle with pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they're just, you know, they try to make as much money as they can. And these products sometimes are just not good for you.
No. And I can tell you that throwing endless amount of money at it is not going to help. And we saw that when it comes to codes. If you've ever had a medical procedure, anything done at a doctor's office or hospital, it's amazing the hoops that they can go through in order to charge the insurance companies more for the same services. If you were to pay cash out of pocket, they charge you a lot less than they would charge these insurance companies. And you calculate that based on the amount of people even looking at the waiting room you're sitting in, then calculate that based on the amount of other waiting rooms in all the hospitals. And it's amazing how much more we spend on healthcare than if we were to just, you know, looked at things out of pocket per se. So,
right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's a major problem. This ain't going to fix it. And we're not going to fix it by December, like when the window closes for this new, enrollment period. We're in serious trouble if they don't bring these Obamacare subsidies back. I hate to say it. They got to come up with a long-term solution and something that doesn't cut it off cold turkey, because it's not going to work.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. We're in trouble. I'm not part of the marketplace. You know, I got the private insurance, but yeah, right. Even with private insurance, it's still going to jack up prices all across, because they too are negotiating rates with all these different companies, and they too are going to be forced to raise it, or companies are going to look, perhaps they maybe want more from the companies. It ain't just going to work. It really ain't. All right. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.